This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, online money gaming has become a public health menace. He said the bill has three segments, namely e-sports, online social games and online money games. People from across the country have welcomed the passing of the bill. Vivek Vashi Foundation, Mysuru, which raises awareness among students about the ill effects of online betting, has welcomed the regulation. The founder member of the foundation, Nityananda SB, has said that the introduction of a law to ban betting game apps is a positive move.
I am proud to call this decision to ban online games a historic and wonderful decision. The reason is that for the past several years, I and my friends have been continuously trying to create awareness in hundreds of schools and colleges on behalf of the organization about the ill effects of drugs, addiction, and gambling. However, it was very sad to see many students who fell into the addiction of online betting and committing suicide. The happiness and peace of many homes were destroyed due to this betting. This bill has given us new hope.
The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House today that during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, concluding with the reply of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. He said a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure with the loss of time due to disruptions. In the Rajya Sabha also, similar scenario prevailed before the House being adjourned sine die. Today in the Upper House, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill, the Government of the Union Territories Amendment Bill and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill were referred to a joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at the Parliament House after completion of the session in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said many new MPs were not allowed to speak in Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for this. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during the meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. He added that geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts and popular sentiments remain key drivers of India-Russia partnership.
We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments, enhancing Indian exports to Russia and sectors like pharmaceuticals, agriculture and textiles will certainly help to correct the current imbalance.
ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan today said that India's maiden manned space mission, Gaganyaan, will conduct its first test flight in December this year. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Professor Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% test or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, is planning to increase the tenure and maturity of equity derivatives contracts in a calibrated manner. Addressing the FICCI Capital Market Conference 2025 in Mumbai today, SEBI Chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey said consultations will be held with stakeholders on ways to improve the maturity profile so that they better serve hedging and long-term investing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.